and DJ Hashtag.
I need some help. Put my head on fire. Head on fire, can't cool. Put my head on fire, can't cool. Slowing down on the marijuana, baby. Spending time training my mental. Softly make I take it to the right place. Stay bones that when you miss me then. You can't testify, it'll be easy. No be who say, he say, she say. When you hear say I need some healing, I be up on my chin and be screaming. Father, father, my demons still day after me. Principalities forms what I'm in. If I know the best, make a call the body. What's in me cash, I'm a guy in me musu. The cash out times to me with you. No one before, they want anyone to do. Of late, I've been
needing rocks, a little too much.
Oh my God.
Hey,
Aye. Aye.
With Melvin and DJ Hashtag.
There's only one DJ that can actually use another song, mess with other songs, and still sound nice. DJ Hashtag on the turntable. Friday's edition of the City's Greatest Late Afternoon Show. The Drive Time Love 99.5 FM, the most vibrant airspace in the whole of the city. Welcome. My name is Melvin the Enigma. Call me Melvin Fifi Grant Biney as well, the city chauffeur driving you back home safely. It is a Friday, so we're putting you already in the weekend mood. For those of you who do not step out and go to the clubs and stuff like that, hey, your best place to actually be tuning in is Love 99.5 FM. Welcome aboard. Anyways, since it's a Friday, we've got amazing individuals visiting the region for the very first time. And as always, I use the medium to always welcome you to the Ashanti region, to Osekrom or Tumfos land. And some people also call it Kezai. Yeah, Kezai. So if you're coming here for the very first time, welcome to the Garden City. Welcome to Osekrom as well. This is where everybody loves listening to, so keep your dials locked in here. Big shout out going out to each and every one of you doing the listening into the show right about now. You guys are simply amazing. And it's always a fun time knowing that you guys are with us as well. Let me say a very big afternoon going out to Nanaya Okyoko Otunfo Asenhene of Sapasi. I know you're doing the listening right about now. Great to be having you tuning into the show, sir. Josephine of Joseph's Kitchen inside of Bronicom Abrepom in your BCS Abedarokwe. Kofi, how are you? Kwame, Mansuru, Kalusha, Farida. As of Wife Junction, guys, big shouts going out to you. Continental Supermarket inside the areas inside the town. You guys are also loud on us. Poco Trading in the Doom, Ultimate Fashion as well. To all of the banking halls that have got radios that are tuning to Love 99.5 FM, big shout out to you. I've got a surprise coming up. When was the last time you heard from Black Hole? Yeah, I'm asking you. When was the last time you heard from Black Sharif? Today, you have the opportunity to hear from Black Sharif right here on the show. So keep your dials locked in. I'm going to tell you more about it. But get to know 5:30 crossing over to Joy 99.7 FM for Top Story and as well Ghana Connect. Then in the after drive, we get into a party mood as well on the show for Friday. So welcome once again. I love you to buckle up. And if you've got any message for Black Sharif, you'd love me to ask him, send it to our WhatsApp console 055-111-1995, 055-111-1995, and as well on X at LUVFM995. If you care to know, let me remind you, this is
with Melvin and DJ Hashtag.
From Kumasi to the whole Riasi, nobody does it like Melvin. Make sure you keep it locked. This be KSO from Tema, Medasi.
Thank you very much, KSO, for letting them know that everyone is tuning to as well. Now, SIC Insurance as that very company I'll have to tell you about. Now, for over 60 years, SIC Insurance has been Ghana's shield, built on integrity, reliability, and also care. Now, because at the heart of every policy is a sacred promise to care, to deliver, and to be there when it matters most. So call 0800-100-055 or talk to a broker or licensed agent today. SIC Insurance, our promises are sacred. Locate their offices right here in Kumasi. Now, for the main office, is opposite the Prempe Assembly Hall at Bompata, Kumasi. At the KNST, you can find your office at the KNST Maintenance and a Transport Department around the commercial area. At Swami, it is adjacent to Swami Post Office. Tanoso is opposite the Tanoso Police Station. And also at the Jiso, opposite the Jiso Municipal Assembly and adjacent the Shell Filling Station. Give them a call on 0322023342 or 0322025610 and as well 0322023341. Come on, Monroe Bank PLC is my next stop as well. A bank that thinks about you as a family and not just a customer, okay? 23 years and over, still going strong and serving the good people of the region. Come on, Monroe Bank PLC is a bank to bank with. Anything about loan as well, speak to them. They have a branch closer to you. They have a branch at Amakom, Alaba, Kejetia, Tafo, Ahinsain, Asafo, Bomso, Adakujachi, Fijasi, Kumawo Bank, Opodomasa, Drabonso, and also Sokobine. So visit any of these branches, open an account, and allow them to help you grow your finances well. Call 0501340083 or 0202028337. Come on, Monroe Bank PLC. They are indeed the listening bank. Now, if you ever go to the market to go get food stuff, I beg of you, buy Lavons and Hundi tomato mix, because in any amount you be buying them, you're donating one Ghana cedis into a Happy Sunshine education. It is very simple. Check the label and see how the purchase donates one Ghana cedis to this worthy cause. Let's build this dream one meal at a time. Lavons tomato mix, love day inside. And Hundi tomato mix, that is every chef's choice. The initiative is proudly FDA approved, so support a great cause while enjoying every bite. For the past decade as well, New Generation Investment Services Limited, which is a leading investment banking firm, has guided thousands of institutional and retail investors to make millions in secured portfolio investments as well. Now, whatever your investment goals and aspirations are, I ask that you talk to our seasoned investment advisors and they'll structure an investment portfolio which is actually good for you. Call us on 03220-91608 or 0352-197482. Visit the office, the first floor, Coco Board Jubilee House in the Doom Kumasi, or the first floor of the first story building behind National Investment Bank in Sunyani, or visit www.ngis-group.com. New Generation Investment Services, achieving excellent returns on your investment. Now, to insure your motor is an important thing to do, okay? Now, if you're also looking for a motor insurance that goes the extra mile, Hollard Insurance is the business that you need to insure your motor with. Now, insure your car with Hollard and enjoy extra rewards. If you're a new customer, you get to drive away with free fuel vouchers when you sign up. If you're an existing customer, you get exclusive gifts when you renew. Plus 247 free roadside assistance for everyone, so you are never stuck on the road. Now, that is value you can trust. So call 0800-444-999 or visit any Hollard office or speak to your broker today and slack it. Hollard Insurance, we've got you covered. Duffy's Health and Beauty is always here for you, and I'm going to tell you about them. You know why? Because I love you to have the best of skincare and also have your health in check. So if your skin is important to you, your health is equally important to you. Duffy's Health and Beauty products are the product to be having ASAP. Located at Duffy's Health and Beauty, right here in Kumasi, close to Pogas Furniture, at the Tech Junction or in Accra, at East Legon, close to AH Hotel. They have resellers all over Ghana, so call them on 0533-776-893 or 0202-514-020. Call now for direction to the nearest reseller. Duffy's Health and Beauty, your health and beauty is definitely our concern. Have you heard about Jamfua Court? Yes, I'm asking you. If you want a place which looks like home away from home, Jamfua Court is the place to go. Fully furnished hotel rooms and apartments for long and short stays with spacious room, with standard security, bulk pivot doors, full kitchen setup, and a state-of-the-art washroom that meets international standards. Big compound and a car park with tight security, serene environment, private bar, hospitable staff, and a state-of-the-art facility. And also have for you different rooms at Jim Forecourt. We have for you the one-bedroom apartment, the two-bedroom apartment, family rooms, and suite for all kinds of which you need. Now, Jim Forecourt apartments are available for corporate campaign, wedding and honeymoon stays, for my diaspora and the bugger stays, relaxation, vacation, funeral, family hideout, and all kinds of stays outside home or in Kumasi. Locate Jim Forecourt at Darby New Site, Kumasi, or give them a call on 0244-747474 for reservations and more information about Jim Forecourt. Jim Forecourt, the number one hotel apartment in Kumasi with utmost opulence and luxury. The Echo Bank mobile app is also here for you, giving you control over the money that you've actually worked for. It shouldn't be the other way around, whereby your money controls you. That is why the Echo Bank mobile app is there to help you have control and command over your money. Now, it gives you an opportunity to transact across 33 African countries and anywhere in the world. Now, get to know that whilst we give you command, it also means paying attention to details, okay? Now, Echo Bank will never call or send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details. Whenever you find yourself in doubt, call the Echo Bank call center on 0800-003225. Echo Bank, the Pan-African Bank. Now, get to know Nana P Phones and Accessories is also here to make life very simple and easy for you. You know why? Now, Nana P is saying that with your Ghana card, okay, you can walk into any of their shops across the country, pick up an item, be placed on an installment payment plan, and you're good to go. Now, the payment plan is for 3, 4, 5, 6, and as well 12 months, depending on exactly what you're picking. If you're looking out for the latest of Samsung smartphones, Nokia HMD smartphones, Huawei phones, Tecno Mobile, Infinix phone, Itel Mobile, Z phones, and as well kids tablets, get to know Nana P Phones and Accessories has got you locked down. Now, we also have free gifts, gift away prizes as well, and souvenirs, and also buy now with your Ghana card, pay later, and enjoy after purchase services as well with car care. Now, there's promotion ongoing at Nana P Phones and Accessories. Now, with the promotion that is ongoing, every package has got items in there selling at a very less price. Okay, now, locate Nana P Phones here in Kumasi, Edum Obsida Sida House, Kesbin Media, Edum Obiba JK Building, Obsid Prudential Bank, Edum PZ, Nana Akwesi Ajiman Building. That is where you find Nana P Phones and Accessories here in Kumasi. In Accra, they're at Madina Zongo Junction, Techiman, opposite Techiman Palace, at Kaswa, Takrady Station, at Tamale, at Babu Station and Market, opposite the Ghana Commercial Bank. Give them a call on 0533-093-422 or 0245-77-7702. Bon Arrivé Restaurant is also here for you. Now, we are saying come and enjoy our special Acheke and tilapia, jollof with grilled chicken, special rice and fish sauce, banku and tilapia. And also enjoy our specialized Francophone dishes, Chinese, Senegalese, as well as local and continental dishes. Now, get to know we also do door-to-door delivery service and take orders for all occasions. Just give us a call and place an order. 0538056070 or 0249873347. Locate us at 100 in Shires, opposite the Cozy Lodge, Bon Arrivé Restaurant. Delicious food, always. Every day is a winning day, only when you're playing the NLA 590 Noon Rush Draw. Simply dial star 959 hash, follow the prompt, or visit 590mobile.com.gh now to play on your phones across all networks. Now get to know all wins will be paid directly to your mobile money account. 590 Mobile, Mekana Wajemeso, and Darwin Semu. Looking out for the right wire for the wiring of the new house that you're putting up. Hey, Tropical Cable Flame Retardant Cables are the one to go for. Engineered with advanced materials to slow down fire, it is designed to safeguard your property in an event of fire. It is also approved by the Ghana or the Energy Commission and is certified by the Ghana Standard Authority. Tropical Cable is trusted by estate developers, contractors, electricians, and homeowners nationwide. So before you build, before you wire, or even before you think of switching on, just know you have to look for the flame retardant symbol, because safety isn't a luxury, it is a necessity for you. Now get Tropical Cable flame retardant cables today from our accredited outlets in Kumasi. For more information, call or WhatsApp us now on 0244015578. Tropical Cable, strong, safe, reliable. Tropical Cable, yes, sir, to Papa Preko. I also have for you amazing news from 5A Home China Furniture Limited. Now, we are selling for you all of our items at 50% discount. All of our products, yes, up to 50% discount on all products for the whole month of April. Now, be it furniture items, electrical items, bathroom items, decor items, and as well our very own 5A mattresses and rock foam of all sizes and density, you get 50% discount on that very price. Okay, now locate 5A Home China Furniture Limited at Just Height Building near JP Fuel Station opposite the Ark Hotel, Asoka Kumasi, or give them a call on 0549-680-030. 5A Home China Furniture, premium living, one-stop shopping. You need that energy for the day? Fem Champagne Energy Drink. Rush now to your nearest store, supermarket, or event vendor and grab your Vim Champagne Energy Drink today. Quality product from Chilium Industrial Limited. For bulk purchase, call 0322190877. That is 0322190877. Vim Champagne Energy Drink. It gives you Vim.
With Melvin and DJ Hashtag.
From Kumasi to the whole Riasi, nobody does it like Melvin. Make sure you keep it locked. This BK so from Tema Medas.
45 minutes after 4, City's greatest late afternoon show, Drive Time, Love 99.5 FM, 5:30. John Defeat in the capital, Joy 99.7 FM for Top Story, and as well Ghana Connect. We're back at 7 to 8 for the after drive, keeping you in a wicked mood as well. We have a conversation coming up with Black Sharif in a GIF. You don't want to miss out on that very conversation. When last did you hear of Black Sharif in the region? Today, you get to have conversation with him right here on Love 99.5 FM. So do not leave your flip out of here. Keep your dials locked in.
November to November, me I don't mind no calendar. Come on, let's ride, I'm a running man. Higher than life, no challenger.
Drive time on Love with Melvin and DJ Hashtag.
Said man a solo hunter, big cat. Wanna solo run, no chit-chat. If a prima game, a cat. Said I'm moving, saying can't help it. Might see me in a broad daylight. Even though I roll in the night. Love to see what one, what's happening. Back to drop in a deep, deep night. On God I trust no man. I lost few man them to the game. I was close to my grave, I fell in a trap. But you know man, don't say that. We are. Can't spin we down, them tribe are still we up. Can't spin we down, oh no. We up. Can't spin we down, them tribe are still we up. Can't spin we down, oh no. See late, I've been up.
Sin City, how be as a peace and love. Soon it's remove my bloody fiend and show. Heaven and your final destination, you no grow. You cause we as a move, I am in the pan show. You trap you up, Babylon, Germany, London. You send me a hoobie pants, MCC, and the Enco. Maya to be fine, left to right, you on the low. Your Maya starts to watch, you have a tank, you low. Oh.
Thank you. night in my pajamas. Talk of the morning matter. Of the phone with your dada. Get ready for another. To talk of the morning matter. Me di me to numb ni me plan plan. Me see car get way tryna flip them. To a big bank, to a big one. And my mind, if we up, I am going mental. Sweet if we're swimming, me need scared to you. I'm trying to focus on
so I got busy with it, go easy with it. Tell me not feel relaxed. Now me sound so bitch read a day. Send me sick of delay, I carry my machete. Then I go on the chest, no smile on my face. So who me was shaky? I was so
Same party that you don't pay. Get Andre. Yeah, bounce on my brand, yeah, me just who ya, yeah. Me see daddy for half of my life, cooking up a militant, yeah. See me name me who a daddy. Rise to me penu, yeah, to me bunk up and tell me God to send 70 my mind resting. Some bridges are burnt in the boys' pee. One of them see and cause see a girl. That we forward and back in never. Now you murder your heart to no show us in the gun. No smoke in the ups in my same liver. So I pray for you guys.
Mind your speech, bro, niggas be wildin'. Them jiggas don't like we, yes, I see, bro, and I hear about it. It's all nice, my pray, cause I see day. I don't get two folks to give man a man now, just chill about it. But none of them can stop my chance too. Big 7 say to me, did you what's happening? My shell, I'm on it, she's still on the next road, don't follow the siabas. Them never feel cool like this, yo. Them liking it, yeah. If they don't like it, sir, they go like I'm. Yes, I said it, we find it. Yes, man, we find it. Pray out, pray out. Pray the youngster, put him on radar. Pray out, pray out. Holy Father, holy me right now. Pray out, pray out. Pray the youngster, put him on radar. Pray out, pray out. Holy Father, holy me.
Side my mind, we show me. Mr. Man, follow your journey. I'm shaking. Choose my two eyes so we bring back. You know, go tell you to run. You go run for your life. If you wake up in the yard and see what one, you go run for your life. You go fight for your life, no easy. But I know well it is, I was scheming. What's the way to go on the business? What's the life to live for the CDC? There's plenty ways I'm thinking. Mama way at the beast, boy. See my father way, brother beach, brother beach. See man just grow up for douche, drop a man anyways, I'm for douche. Side my mind, we show me. Mr. Man, follow your journey. Take care of star man shaking. Choose my two eyes on me. Bring bunkers, the bring bunkers, the bring bunkers. They go talk on some. Phantom, yeah. Been with the peace and comfort, you're free now and town. It be you go find them. Yeah. When the time comes and we drop the anthem, we'll be a better anthem. Go and seek protection for speedy anthem. The more been to awesome. Hey. A lot of ways them try, but time is a rebel. Carry my matter, you go where you want. Number one thing I for the tell you. A lot of ways them try, but time. On the street so seven. Tiamu Rasta Sharif we shade. I win. If I wanna be something, of course I'ma be it. Win-win, there's no competition. When I play with the souls that's silly. One man no fi do, I'm finished. Mama said it takes a village. So my boy, they be locked in women. We the voice of the streets, I said it. We the voice of the voiceless period.
deviate. Do my thing while I see for watching. Hate them and don't hate them message. So many things inside you feeling it. Into seven, you in trouble, yeah, man, frame it. Up on the streets, so seven. Tiamura, Sheriff, we shed it. I was doing Taka Sufe. Life go show you and know you and know you and know you. Together, see we go together. See me pose, no, I will pose here, fly missing now. Now, life in with you, girl, me love it. Dying with you, tell him for it. Lyle, who is up to now?
With Melvin and DJ Hashtag.
Sorry, not coming to tell me why.
day in me a day all night. Waiting for your text so I don't fear. We can bomb up before say goodbye.
Goodbye. Look, this is Say So from Tema Midasik.
It's not a hashtag you see on Twitter, but there's the hashtag behind the tent table. DJ hashtag, give it to them, Primo Say So. God.
It's your bro, do ya maso. It's your bro, do ya maso. At an early age, I Jesus a bad. My first love, my lover.
Can you hear this song? If you hear this song, get your kicks on. No time, my brother, we gone. We gone. You know, we need a grow no more. We know if we waste time for no pagan brothers. No more. They go see we for countryside. You be dead, they go see we all. They go follow my them go. For countryside. You be dead, they go see we all. They go follow my them go.
Talk is free and sweet and it's cheaper than to be a believer. Come as I have him by your feet. Watch it, we are see you, we a teacher. Where them boys, counterfeiting boys. They wanna be some, they're talking toys. Tell them they make some noise. In that bitch employees, everlasting motion boy. I say what's up. Standard raising boy, I say what's up. Everybody get something. Something to say. Suggestions to make. But nobody wanna practice, practice. None of the things they say and preach. I mean it's easy that way. Texting me first, I'm a hot to say. Years ago, I'd be so impressed. Cause I gave my love and enough respect. But that boy is a mess. Ganging up and tagging teams. Talking beans, talking on me. With a cowboy from AliExpress. Man to man, you are standing stressed. Tell your boy, have you keep that verse? Cause we doing splendid. Not a day in my life, I was begging. Dreams to be like you, num pare me. And got the attitude, man, and son of me. Where them boys? Counterfeiting boys. They wanna be some, they're talking toys. Tell me they make some noise. Industries employees, everlasting motion boy. I say what's up. Standard raising boy. I say what's up. Where them boys? Counterfeiting boys. They wanna be some, they talking toys. Tell me they make some noise. Talk is free and sweet and it's cheaper than to be a believer. Come Isaiah for him by a Peter. Watch till we are see who your teacher. They cry over gatekeeping, then grow and do the same. Interview was a unity, so I hide it behind the boys, spread the hate. All you said I heard. Somebody find that boy inhaler. Winner, winner. Brother, you are well known, master man of Mula. Mula, Mula. Big stars, big cash, my weaver, still a family. Under 1 minute, still I can't believe. But I can't blame myself. New man, that was born for this. Of course I fucked up. Who never woke up hands in the air? No hands, still I can't believe.
you know what I mean. I was young, what you expect from me? It is what it is. But I keep going, no. More like a rolling stone, cause I have no stopping time. Can't nobody stop a man. Oh, I keep going, no. More like a rolling stone, cause I have no stopping time. Can't nobody stop a man. No, I'm gonna run my race. I'm gonna keep my pace. Cause I really have no one to blame when I fall again. I can't stand this pain. I can't watch me fail. So anytime you pray, remember my name. Remember you know a traveler. The name is Kweku the Hustler. He's me far away chasing Walala. I'll be back again for me coming now. I swear on my life, I can't wait to be back. I know you miss me, I know. Remember you know a traveler. The name is Kweku the Hustler. He's me far away chasing Walala. I'll be back again for me coming now. I swear.
What be the vibe, so you find I'm so nice, I dare to. What be the move, if you my blue, what you the do, I dare to. What be your plans, how you can survive, I saw your shrine, I dare to. If what you doing, it could pay you soon, that's why I'm a goon. You still there, me say I'm cold, you can't mind you to me, come in, come in.
Mankuna, Minkwana minim, yeah, me famo. Minkwana minim, yeah, my swat, yeah. Timmy Kama Samujo, yeah. Master Semi Dream, I'm in Akuna. Big one, I'm in Libya.
We don't need man to believe. We don't care about who know the sea. What we the sea, not who believe. We on the winning side of the sea. We don't need man to believe. We don't care about who know the sea. What we the sea, not who believe. We on the winning side of the sea.
For a while. I know it's unbelievable, cause I had a home few days ago. It's been hell for me and the boys, but I pray it don't lead me to do what I don't have to. So guide me, oh Lord, and protect you, oh Papa. Said I've been trying to keep my cool. They say it's up to you. You had to be the fool. I said a fool for who, my fool? My fool.
You ever see a bad man rolling so soft? Like he's no pain, can't get me so soft. I see a close eyes, they just be so funny. A true survivor, you can't do me no wrong. Ever seen a bad man rolling so soft? Like he's no pain, can't get me so soft. See a close eyes, niggas be so funny. A true survivor, you can't do me no wrong.
This my fourth day being homeless. I don't wanna say I'm feeling hopeless. Cause I know, and you know, we all know.
Man a trapper, can't fall, bro, never. This the fucking Kweku Rasta. But I'm not gonna tell you another story about this nigga. No. A true life survivor. Man a trapper. Can't fall, bro, never. This fucking Kweku. But I'm not gonna tell you another story about this nigga. No. A true life survivor.
You ever see a bad man rolling so soft? Like he's no pagan, can't be so soft. I see a close eyes, niggas be so funny. A true survivor, you can't do me no wrong. Ever seen a bad man rolling so soft? Like he's no pagan, can't be so soft. I see a close eyes, niggas be so funny. A true survivor, you can't do me no wrong.
Chasing those no scavengers.
That's a mission city ball in a K1 T as he on a 77. When you wanna chili fork, I want three bombs and I see one on a 77. I'm gonna tell you no evidence. I gotta chill, I gotta relax.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you no evidence.
10 minutes after 5, Love 99.5 FM. Welcome back to the Drive Time on Love right here. I Love 99.5 FM, your home of good music and great conversation. Now, get to know what I spoke of early on, talking to Black Sherif. Now, every once in a while, okay, an artist comes through who doesn't just make songs, you feel their story, and as well hear their journey in every line of every song that they've been doing, yeah? Today, I'm connecting you with one of Ghana's most defining voices of this very generation, a young man whose music has traveled far beyond borders but still stays rooted to the truth. Let's get into this very conversation ASAP. Blacko, good evening.
Wow, go on, my then. Good evening. How are you doing?
I am very, very much fine. And Kumasi has been missing you for a very long time. Before we get into that very conversation, say something to my peeps in Kumasi.
Blessings, Kumasi. This is I, Rasta, representing RB. Salute, Obia.
Nice one. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to be hearing your voice once again. And it's been how long? It's been about more than 4 years, right?
It's three, actually.
It's been 3 years. Wow. Wow. A lot of individuals be asking, why is it that we see Blacko elsewhere? We don't see him running around with interviews in Kumasi. But for clarity for your fans in Kumasi, let them know exactly what you've been up to.
Then I suppose start Iron Boy Media from Kumasi. But sick of one of our 1212 into Yakoshasi or Tanzania. So,
okay.
And I am to me, I'm a Sufi avion. See, free Tanzania, Nana, you call we, you call London, you could drop your album in America, you free or Yato, ABC, this and so on. So the next month, what you name the homecoming month, you know, we have a lot to announce. We have so much to announce until we are.
Nice one. That is beautiful. That is beautiful to hear from you. But when you say there's a lot coming up, then definitely we should make space for a lot of projects from you as well. And definitely, that is exactly what we're waiting for. Now, let me cut to the chase. Now, your music always feels very lived in, like it comes from real moments. Now, I really want to find out when you're creating. Are you documenting life as it happens or shaping it into something bigger after the fact?
Most definitely. Because, you know, one quote we are reading from...
I would love it if you can speak the English, though.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So there's a quote I read from Basquiat, right, that says, painting is how we decorate rooms, right?
Okay.
But music is how we decorate time. So it's a real life documenting. There are times that I'm in the middle of a session. I need lyrics to finish my music. And then I look at the curtains, right? And then I dive myself into the curtains. Like not literally, but like figuratively, if I watch the curtains. Maybe how silky the curtain is, how white it is, then something simple like that just I dramatize them, I overextend them into my head, and then I write from there. You get me? So the things that is what I believe creatives are. The things around us, you know, God has given us all the resources already. The people around us to inspire us, the conversations we have before creating, you know, our people we love, things we love, clothes we wear that we love, a type of silhouettes that we are in love with, you know, all of that together, then I put it in the music. So when I'm making music, I don't stick to structure because I didn't first every day, it's in my head that my uncle, like, I'm not a music student. Do you get me? There's a fire that, there was a music fire that was burning in me. That's why I'm following music. So mostly I don't really deal with the rules a lot.
Mm.
I try to break the rules as much as I can to make the music that I make. You know, that's why the music comes out as perfectly Black Sharif. You know?
Definitely. And that
I mean, imperfectly Black Sharif. Mm. Because you're not perfect.
Now, let me bring you to your latest single, that is The Pop Star. People are already connecting deeply to that very jam itself. Now, I want to find out, what emotion or message were you most intentional about capturing this very time?
I need them. I need my people to move like wind. Mm. You know? Yeah, I need that, because there are times that mostly these Asian fighting skill sets, right? There are some of the disciplines in the fightings that requires you to like move like water, and sometimes move like wind, right? And yet time Bianai, and I also we say life is war, right? And if we are at war, then it means we are fighting. We are fighting some things that we know, some things that we don't know. Do you get me? So
yeah,
all of the times that my music hits like rock and ignites on fire in you, like I feel like I need to present an element of dealing with life that kind of relates to being like a wind, right?
Mm.
Sometimes letting things flow and dancing some off. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So this song was not, you know, they are, so mostly if I'm recording, there's a very intense energy in the studio.
Mm.
Like so much intense energy. I would say I'm in Magic Blue. So you see, by new way in the record, do a hotel room, calm. Kasabi Brini or as the Mink Kwame Joker. And I yet, yeah, be light.
True.
When would
you
make
sure? Yeah, I get you. I get that feeling. Yeah, I get that feeling.
Opening the lyrics inside, literally like the structuring of the lyrics, very simple and easygoing lyrics and rhythms and cadences. Do you get what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, so that's the energy we put in the song for you guys to move like wind. You know?
Let me say this. Sonically.
Right.
It feels like you are constantly evolving. Now, so it gets me thinking, what did you do differently on this one compared to your previous work?
Come again, please. I'm sorry.
Like I'm asking, all of the time you're evolving, we would hear a different sound from you on this one, we'll hear a different sound on you on another one. So I'm actually caught in a fix right now. What did you do differently on this one compared to the previous works?
I would say, do you study the ad-libs or this? Let me point one thing out. You see that after every line, is it?
Exactly.
One study, if you don't study, you will think it's part of the beat. But that's a form of ad-lib that came with the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when I'm writing the songs, the ad-lib comes with the song as well. Yeah, to me, troll line the animal trolling ad lib account.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, if we finish and then we edit them, that's another step of the creative process that I'm falling in love with recently. Like after we've taken the vocals, the raw data of it, we sit and then sometimes we go minimal on it. Sometimes we dramatize the whole thing, we make it very ambiguous.
Mm.
You know, yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
It's very fun. It's very fun.
That's very, very beautiful. If you're just tuning in, we have a conversation with Black Sharif over here on the Drive Time. Now, let me also ask this. Looking ahead, okay?
Right.
I want to find out, when fans listen to this song a year from now, what do you hope they still feel and understand from it?
When they listen to it a year from now, I hope the song finds them in a very, I hope it finds them as the song keeps finding me. I don't know how to describe it, you know, because I don't feel like nobody can run from this song. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
I'm not worried if they are not listening today. They will, the song will find them.
True.
In like the best, the perfect place they will find themselves. Mm. Like, you get what I'm saying? There are times that, you know, even stories in the music industry, it's not any helper, anywhere you go meet your helper, you go play music for them. Sometimes that's how it is. So somebody go through something, and then your song will find them maybe in the perfect place that they needed the song.
Mm.
Sometimes too, the song will find them in a place where they didn't need to hear something like that.
True.
You know, that's the yin and yang of life as well. But I really hope the song finds them in a very distinct way, because they have to enjoy. I know the enjoyment I put in that song, the kind of eargasms I put in that song.
I really do know, because even in the video, the joy on your face in shooting that video tells it all. From the joy where the sound is actually coming from. I really want to find out, because I know in the creative processes of doing music and stuff like that, there are times you want to put in things and you want to take out things as well. Now, was there any particular line in the song that almost didn't make it but ended up meaning the most to you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. And you know what's special with this song is mostly any vocal that I take outside my studio, or let me say outside my home.
Mm.
When I come back home, I have to retake it, because I love to sing at home and let that be the final.
Mm.
But this is one of the few vocals that I took outside my home that still made it to the final version.
Oh, wow. Wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
These vocals were actually very, very, very special.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Now, let me bring you to the most talked about one as well. As a matter of fact, every year everyone is thinking about the TGMAs. And congratulations as well with your nominations in most in the TGMA 27, which is happening this year. Now, you've earned TGMA nominations again this year, which I know is never going to be a year you're not going to be in there until you decide not to put yourself in the scheme again. Now, when you look at that, what does it represent for you at this stage of your journey?
I think I say this every year. It's like a report card to show my fans. You understand? Because I have grown in this music to realize that my validation as a true artist, right? My validation as a true artist really do not come from the awards.
Okay.
My validation comes from my fans,
right?
But my fans too, their validation comes from the awards.
True.
So you see how tied in it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so it's especially in like, I purposefully go for that for my fans. Yes, because it's what happens with artists is we are very sensitive. We'll be our creative, we are every creator. I wouldn't even just say artists, even poets, very, very sensitive. Because if you are not being sensitive, there's a part of your soul that needs to be in the work that's not coming. Do you get what I'm saying?
So I do.
As a sensitive artist, if I put my validation outside, that's suicide, if I can say that on there.
Right. You know? That is
that's literally putting your neck, make somebody feel me. so we put our validation from the how the music makes us feel in the studio before they come out. So before then, you know, me validation already say
true. That's amazing. Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. Sir. And that's your validation as well. And that is beautiful to put yourself or put your mind in that very state as well. Let me put you on the spot on this one. Now, in the Artist of the Year category this year, you are there with some strong names as well. Now, yes, I want to find out from you, taking yourself out of the equation for a second, based purely on, how do I put it, on impact, consistency, and the year under review, who do you genuinely think deserves to win and why?
Myself, bro. I'm telling you, like, if you say, make I be honest with the measures and all of the things you've given me, it's easily myself. Like, there's no debate. Yeah. Unless sometimes we want to be kind and then try to massage everybody's, what, you know. But by what you've said, the metrics you've given me, there's nobody else but myself.
Wow. And that is an agenda. That is an agenda you are on to win again the 2026 TGMA.
It's not even an agenda. It's a fact, bro. Yeah, bro. It's so easy. It's so easy. I don't think.
Nice one. Nice one. Now, let me just have a deep parlay on this one, and let me make it personal growth and identity for you. Now, you've actually gone from a breakout star to a defining voice for many young people. And as a matter of fact, if you see on the street how people gravitate towards your music, it's actually crazy. What has the transition taught you about yourself?
I think the larger I really grow, I also, as a person, I have so much high standards for myself in creating, in how I represent myself, personally as well, I have to be a good person. Do you understand me? Because if I'm a good person, I'm good to my art, I'm good to my people. Like, I have peace and the equilibrium to make music that flows, And now you realize you don't know much.
True.
You understand me? Yeah. As you keep growing, you realize you really do not know. You don't know anything. Yeah. So my recent years, I've spent my recent years educating myself. Yeah, that's what I've been doing. If it's one thing that's constant with my routine, it's educating myself. No matter where I find myself, in what space, I try to really educate myself.
Right. I would put this one in two questions for you because I know that you are onto something. So I'll put this in two questions for you and you answer for me, and we actually will wrap up the conversation as well. Now, I do know that. How do you stay grounded? Yeah. When so many people now see themselves in your story, and what is that one thing about your journey people still misunderstand?
Grounded. So I'll answer how I stay grounded first. Number one is faith, number one is faith. And even with faith, I have I could go on and on about faith. Yeah, but I'll just keep it at how bold the word sounds. Number one is faith. Number two is purpose. I would say at this point in my life, I found purpose in music. That's the only thing that gives me sleepless nights. Right, I see it like it chases me.
Okay.
You understand? I can't stand if I'm not making music or if I'm not discussing music. Like, I can't live a day without doing that. So that's first. And that's what I put first. And then my family. And when I say my family, I don't just mean by blood. You understand me? Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Now, finally, before you take leave of us, definitely for this journey that you are on, there's going to be a point whereby you say, black woman, by my baby, I feed your business and twasso. Now, when it's all said and done, okay, what kind of impact do you want your music to have on the Ghanaian music and the next generation?
When it's all said and done?
Yeah,
I think that's something God is also keeping me from being aware of. You understand me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because there are times that I see visions of where I can go with the music, of places that my music will impact, of the magnitude of how the world will receive my music, all of that. But not mostly do I see the end of how my whole mission will come to. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
I have feelings. I mean, there are times that if you ask me, I could describe to you the feelings of how I think my mission on this earth will end with music, right? But I can't really, really, really right now describe it for you. Yeah, right now I'm really soaked in mastery, right?
Okay.
I'm soaked in being a student and getting and like being getting seasoned for my journey to mastery.
Mm. So
that like that's yeah that's, mm. that's the thing I'm on right now.
Right.
So maybe during my journey to mastery, I will start seeing visions of how I want to end my mission.
Nice one, yeah. Black Sharif, really do appreciate your time with us on the show. It has been amazing, yeah, the conversation. I wish we could have a time where we would sit, but definitely that time is going to come. And I wish you all of the best on this very journey as well, and for everything that you've spoken of concerning making time for us to be ready for there a lot of stuff that you've got for us this year too as well. You keep us hanging for a very long time. But then Kumasi loves you, Ghana loves you, everybody here loves you, and we're still rooting for you too as well. Wish you all of the best ahead in all of the things you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my brother, for coming through. And that was Black Sharif for you. An amazing talent by all standards. If you've not heard about his latest project as well, go take a listen to it from the TOP. Popstar Black Sharif, and that one will take us through to the capital, Joy 99.7 FM for Top Story and as well News Night. Good evening.
Tonight is the special prosecutor choosing independence over legality, refusing to ask for prosecution powers it legally needs.
OSP is not interested in coming for the authorization, and it's because the OSP says that it is independent and doesn't require the authorization. That is the issue at the center of this.
Well, in a new twist to the OSP power struggle, Deputy Attorney General Justice Rimsai says the AG's office is willing to authorize OSP prosecution, but the special prosecutor won't request it, arguing that asking would compromise its autonomy. We'll interrogate the turf war, which has left Ghana's anti-graft fight in limbo. Here on Top Story, between now and 6 p.m., brought to you by Telcel, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep, and also by Short Pension Trust, Into the Future with you. This is live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace, and this is also live on ATL 100.5 in Cape Coast and several of our affiliates across the country. Now, the fight over who prosecutes corruption in Ghana has a new fault line, independence versus the law. Deputy Attorney General Justice Rimsai says the Office of the Special Prosecutor is declining to seek the AG's authorization to prosecute, even though the Attorney General is willing to give it. Now, the OSP's position, according to him, is that requesting approval undermines its constitutional independence. Now, and the claim comes a few days after an Accra High Court ruled that the OSP cannot prosecute without express AG authorization, declaring void all its past convictions and ordering the Attorney General to take over all cases the OSP is handling currently. On Wednesday, the AG's department said it had begun that takeover, and that brought about a lot of, you know, discussions in the country. Now, Swimsai rejects suggestions that that move is designed to cripple the office of the special prosecutor. Listen to him.
This government understands the essence, the importance of the office of the special prosecutor. We have no intention or desire to shut down the office of the special prosecutor unnecessarily. What this government, like any other government, has a duty to do. And we, at the Office of the Attorney General, our job is to advise on position of law and pursue the enforcement of the constitution and every other law. Even the pursuit of that, we'll have to take a step back and do things properly to ensure sustainability. That is what we have to do. And if we really want the Office of the Special Prosecutor to stay, we should do things right from the beginning. We should do things that are sustainable, not things that are meant to just satisfy a temporary desire and score a temporary point and say that we have done it. When we know deep down our hearts that it has not been done and has not been done properly, we would take every step to ensure that things that ought to be done are done while we still continue with the fight against corruption.
Do you think we need the Office of the Special Prosecutor?
We need it.
Well, so that's Dr. Swim Sider. Now, he has also been explaining how that takeover transition will be carried out. Listen to him.
How does the Attorney General's compliance with the law, okay? Parliament made the law and says the Attorney General should do X, Y, Z, should appoint somebody, should nominate somebody. The Attorney General complies with the law to have that done. How is that an immunity to question of constitutionality? So what kind of argument is that?
Then, Justice, I want to know also, in your post, you are specific that you are taking steps to take over all the cases. How are you going to do that and when are you doing that?
Okay, so as I indicated, I said in the coming days, so we are... Since the decision was given and since we got a copy of the decision, we have been having meetings with our officials and we've been taking, planning what to do. And I think that's why I said in the coming days, we'll announce to the public the steps that we are putting in place to ensure that the court's, you know, the court's order is given effect to. And to assure the public, let me give this assurance to the general public. Issues of this nature, okay, requires persons who have deep public interest at heart, people who have the mentality to achieve what is right. And we are going to balance every possible interest to ensure that any step that we take to comply with the court decision is taken in the best interest of the people. It is taken with respect to the human rights of the people who are being prosecuted, who have been prosecuted. When what happens with the organization or the person, let me see, the person who wants to be authorized. So the institution will submit a list of persons that they want to be authorized. And then we issue executive instrument, or what we usually call a fiat.
Okay.
The institution that these persons can go and then prosecute on behalf of the Attorney General. So if you take Iyoko, for instance, it is not a big lawyer in Iyoko who has the power to prosecute. The lawyers who have the power to prosecute in Iyoko are lawyers that come and release them in the EI and tell them that these persons are authorized to prosecute. And there's a criteria for even selecting the persons who are authorized to do so.
Okay. So if the OSP were to say, come to you and say they want authorization, that's something the Attorney General will grant them.
Why not? Why not? Why won't we grant them the authorization if they apply for it?
Now, in the same way, the Attorney General can also, because of the importance you attach to the Office of the Special Prosecutor, liaise with them and give them that authorization to prosecute corruption and corruption-related cases, right?
Have you ever listened to the debate is not whether OSP is not interested in coming for the authorization, and it's because the OSP says that it is independent and doesn't require the authorization. That is the issue at the center of it. It's not about why you think if OSP wants to, the office wants to come for the authorization, what does it take? It's a letter you write to us. So the fact that they are not doing it should even prompt you to know that the issue is bigger than coming for authorization.
Let me now bring in Nanaeji Bafwewa. He's MP for Menchia South, and also Abraham Amaleba is part of the legal team of the NDC. I'm grateful to you gentlemen for joining us. Let me start with you, Abraham Amaleba, on this. Now, the argument is as though the OSP is choosing, independence over legality. Is that something you subscribe to?
That is what I think they want to pursue.
pursue, but that is what I think is wrong to pursue. Legality is very key to ensuring that they are on firm grounds. And so when you look at the ruling, the combined effect of Article 88 and Section 4 of the OSP Act gave rise to the ruling.